Welcome! Today we're heading to Mallorca, Spain, but leaving the resort timetable behind for a slower island rhythm. Limestone mountains, stone villages, clear water coves, and market mornings that make a short trip feel surprisingly full. Mallorca can be busy, of course. The useful trick is not to chase every famous viewpoint, but to give each part of the island enough room to reveal its character. Start with the Serra de Tramuntana, the mountain range running along the northwest coast. Here the road folds between terraces, pines, and pale rock, with the sea appearing suddenly below like a bright blue interruption. Valdemassa is a lovely first pause. Honey-colored stone lanes, shuttered houses, and a village scale that rewards walking without a plan. Arrive early if you can, then step away from the central streets before moving on. Dea has a more dramatic, artistic atmosphere, perched above a steep valley. It is tempting to treat it as a quick photograph, but a quiet coffee, a short walk, and a look toward the coast tell you much more. Then there is Salar, set in a bowl of mountains and orange groves. Its broad square feels more lived in than hurried. This is a good place to slow down, notice the everyday conversations, and resist turning the day into a checklist. Mallorca's coves are often described as hidden, but that word can mislead. Many are well known, and their access, parking, and crowd levels change with the season and time of day. Still, the appeal is real. A small curve of rock, boats resting over transparent water, and the scent of sun-warmed pine. Choose one coastal stop rather than trying to fit in three. You'll have time to swim, walk, and leave without rushing. Check local access guidance before setting out, follow marked paths, and never improvise parking on narrow roads or verges. These places are beautiful precisely because their landscapes are fragile and nearby communities are small. For a balanced short road trip, begin around Palma. Give the city a gentle first day for its old streets, courtyards, and a relaxed evening meal. It provides a useful contrast to the wilder parts of the island. On day 2, head into the Tramuntana for Valdemassa, Dea, or Salar. Two stops are plenty. Mountain roads can be narrow and slow, so build in patience rather than measuring the day by distance. Use the next day for one coastal cove and an inland or market town lunch. A car is helpful for scattered places, but it is not always the easiest answer. Public transport can be a calmer choice on routes where parking is constrained. One practical habit makes a difference. Park only where permitted, keep village lanes clear, and be ready to alter the plan if a beach or road feels overwhelmed. Flexibility is not a compromise here. It is part of traveling well. Markets are a wonderful way into Mallorca's daily life. Look for seasonal fruit and vegetables, local cheeses, olives, and the foods that travel well from breakfast to picnic. Espiral and saimada pastry, or sobrasada, the soft-cured sausage often enjoyed simply with bread. Spring and early autumn are often the most comfortable kinds of season for this route. Warm enough for outdoor days, with gentler visitor pressure than the height of summer. Weather and crowds always vary, so treat that as a preference, not a promise. Above all, leave the island as you found it. Take litter away, respect property and access rules, keep noise low near homes, and remember that a quiet road or cove is also somebody's everyday landscape. The Mallorca worth remembering may be the one between the headline stops, a mountain bend, a market stall, a long lunch, or a swim with nowhere else to be. Slow the route down, and the island has room to unfold. Thanks for listening, and safe travels.